Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in this morning's gospel reading, we hear of something that many of us can relate to from our own experiences, as Mary and Joseph have lost track of Jesus. If you're a parent, you might have experienced something similar to this. You're in a store, and you're sure your child is with you, but you turn around, and you find that he or she isn't there. If you haven't experienced it, then count yourself fortunate. But when I say that there's something in this morning's gospel reading that many of us can relate to, that isn't actually what I was referring to. I wasn't referring to the experience of leaving our children behind. I was referring to leaving Jesus behind. And that is an even more serious thing. And so how does that happen? How do you leave Jesus behind? Much like Mary and Joseph did, by walking away from him. Often it isn't intentional. Often we don't even realize that it's happening. Much like Mary and Joseph didn't intend to leave Jesus behind and didn't realize for quite some time that they had. But again, much like Mary and Joseph, it can happen that one day you find yourself walking along and you stop and realize that something isn't right, that you have left Jesus behind, that you haven't stayed close to him, but instead have been going your own way without him. And if we do find that that has happened to us, then we need to realize, like Mary and Joseph did, that it is time to turn around. Because any road without Jesus is ultimately a dead-end road. When Mary and Joseph realized what had happened that day, they did turn back and they went to Jesus. And so also, if you find one day that you have been leaving Jesus behind, the answer is not to just sit there and beat yourself up over what you've done. The answer is to turn back and return to Jesus. And to do that, you need to know where to find him. When you're with your family in a crowded place like a shopping center, you might designate a particular spot as a place that you'll all meet if you get separated and can't find each other. When Jesus was separated from Mary and Joseph, he went to a place where they should have known they could find him. He went to the temple, the house of the Lord, his Father's house. And if you find yourself distant from Jesus, you don't need to go searching high and low looking for him, because Jesus has told you in advance where you can always find him. So where can you find Jesus? Well, first know that he is in fact with you wherever you are, that even when you grow distant from him in your heart and your life, even then he does not abandon you or forsake you. And know also that he will always be listening closely whenever you call upon his name, wherever you are. Know also that Christ has promised to be there for you in a special way in particular places. Places where he invites you to come to him and receive his blessings. Know that Christ is always there for you in his holy word and sacraments. And so come to Christ where he has promised to be there for you to bless you. Come and find Christ in the living and active words of Holy Scripture, where he is speaking to you today, where he is teaching you, encouraging you, assuring you of his love and forgiveness. And the more that you do come to him there and hear what he's saying to you in that word, the more you do listen to what he is saying to you there, the more you will find that you are amazed by him, just as the teachers in the temple and the people observing Jesus were amazed by him that day. And as you come to Christ in his word, also come to him where he has promised to be for you at his table and in his holy supper, where he comes to you personally, in with and under the bread and wine of Holy Communion, where he comes to you personally to strengthen and renew you in faith toward him and in fervent love toward one another. In word and sacrament, Christ has promised to be there for you, and he's promised to be there for you specifically to give you his blessings there. He will always be there for you, and you can always find him there. So come to him and find rest and refreshment for your souls in Christ. When Mary and Joseph ultimately did find Jesus, we can only imagine the relief that they must have felt as they knew that things were once again the way they ought to be. We're also told that they were amazed by what they saw in Jesus that day, as he was essentially teaching the teachers in the temple, and as he acknowledged that he understood who he was, as by saying that he had to be in his Father's house, he was also identifying himself as the Son of God, the Messiah. And so also, as we come to Jesus and find him present for us, as he listens to us in prayer, as he speaks to us in his word, as he feeds us in Holy Communion, we too, like Mary and Joseph, can feel a sense of relief. For when we are with Jesus, we too can know that this is the way it ought to be. You and Jesus were never meant to be apart. And as you then take another look at Jesus, you also, like Mary and Joseph, might just be amazed at what you see in him. Amazed by his wisdom, amazed by his strength of character, amazed by his humility, amazed by the impact that he can have on a person's life, and most of all, amazed by his grace. Amazed by his merciful, forgiving love for sinners like you and me. Mary and Joseph got a glimpse of Jesus' grace that day and more glimpses every day afterwards. If somebody we loved and trusted forgot about us and left us behind, we can imagine that it might be difficult for us to again feel the same warmth, love, and trust towards them, at least right away. But how did Jesus respond to what happened that day in Jerusalem? We're told in our gospel reading that Jesus returned home with Mary and Joseph, was submissive to them, and grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Mary and Joseph had not been perfect parents, but Jesus loved them and honored them. He did not hold what they had done against them, but he forgave them and he loved them as the family that his heavenly Father had given him. And so also you can be confident that even if you have grown distant from Christ, that does not mean that he has given up on you. Listen to him as he speaks to you in his word. Listen to him as he speaks to you also at his table, saying, "This is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you, for the forgiveness of all of your sins." And you will find that he is not holding anything you have done against you. Even when we have gone through times of leaving Jesus behind, you can be sure that Jesus has absolutely no intention of leaving you behind. If you ever find yourself doubting that, then look back again to Jesus in Jerusalem for the Passover. In this morning's gospel reading, we heard about Mary and Joseph walking on a road out of Jerusalem when they looked around and didn't see the 12-year-old Jesus. A little over 20 years later, 20 years after that Passover, Mary would see Jesus walking on a road out of Jerusalem. And this time too, it was at the time of Passover. But this time, it wasn't a matter of going home from a Passover celebration. This time, Jesus was walking to a hill outside Jerusalem to offer himself up as our Passover lamb, offering himself up as the pure and holy lamb who would be sacrificed for our sins, who would be sacrificed for our deliverance. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus walked that road alone, and he did that for you. On that road, walking out from Jerusalem to Golgotha, he carried a cross for you, bearing your sins. And at the end of that road, he died for you to take away your sins. He did all of that for you so that you would never have to walk that road of darkness and forsakenness yourself. He walked that road alone so that you would never have to walk alone. Because he did walk that road for you, you can now walk on the path of eternal life with him. And as you walk with him on this path, you can trust that he will never leave you behind. And if you ever find yourself beginning to walk down a different road, leaving Jesus behind, may you remember the words that his disciple Peter once spoke. When some of the crowds were leaving Jesus, Jesus asked his disciples if they wanted to leave him too. And Peter responded for them, saying, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." May we treasure those words of eternal life, and may we always stay close to the one who gives us those words of eternal life, Christ Jesus the Lord, our Savior. In his holy name, amen.